of opinion and a little irreverence from both sides of the 49th parallel. This is Americanuck Radio with Mike Phillip.
Welcome back to Americanuck Radio, everybody. This is Mike Phillip on Mojo 50 and WBM 324 coming at you live from the 51st. What a fantastic day today has been. I recorded a segment for the Stu Peters show with him for this afternoon, and that's at 5 o'clock Central on Mojo 50 if you're able to catch it. What I did on the segment that I had with him was I issued a challenge to every single one of his listeners. So if you catch that segment on the Stu Peters show today, I want you to listen to my words and I want you to attempt to do what it is that I challenged his listeners to do. And some of mine and his are the same people, to be quite honest with you. But I'll tell you, you want big things to happen in your life, go listen to that segment, put it into practice for 1 week, and then come back and tell me how it worked out for you. And because it will, because it works every single time. Not going to tell you what it is, though. You got to listen to the Stu Peters show today. It's Rock Friday, and we're going to go through some music like we usually do around here on Rock Friday. But I'm going to go through a few stories as well. There's a Alberta MLA, which is a member of the Legislative Assembly, explaining how the emergency health orders that were put in place by the province are actually over, and they were never renewed. How is it that they're still operating under an emergency declaration when it has lapsed and never been voted back into place? How is it that a chief medical officer has a reign over businesses or the lives of the people of a province or a state or a territory? Well, simple fact of the matter is, they actually don't. You 100% have a choice as to whether or not you're going to go along with any of this. Really, you do. There's no legal basis for it. It's all a paper tagger. It doesn't really exist. With that, I say we launch right into Rock Friday. We're going to kick it off with Tom Cochran, Red Riders, White Hot, big hit in the early 80s. And I still dig this tune today. So everybody, kick back, listen to some music. We're going to be featuring quite a bit of stuff from Tom Cochran this morning. I like his music. He's an excellent songwriter, really uplifting. I met him down in Medicine Hat with his band long time ago. Dad worked at a radio station, CJCY-FM. Got backstage passes. Tom Cochran, White Hot on Americanuck Radio's Rock Friday. Turn it up.
I'm
Tom Cochran of Red Rider, White Hot on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. And I was looking out the window while that song was playing, and we've got about 3 feet of snow and extreme cold warnings. That's right. It's about minus 25 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 31 Celsius. And you know what? Every single year I think, oh, man, I can't stand winter. It's coming, and I don't like it. And then it gets here, and I'm like, no, this isn't too bad. I actually kind of like getting all done up and tramping around in boots and a big coat and gloves. And you actually stay pretty warm if you dress for it. And if you're working or shoveling mountains of snow, you stay really warm, really warm. Let's move on with our next one. Life is a Highway, American Rock Radio's Rock Friday with Tom Cochran and Red Rider. Enjoy yourself. Feel good. Don't be angry. Life is a Highway on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. I don't know if I want to get into this story just yet. I think it's still a little bit early, and I'm still enjoying just listening to music and hanging out with you guys. I get tired of news. I really do. I'm sick of talking about COVID. I'm tired of talking about vaccines. I'm not afraid of the whole situation. It doesn't bother me in the slightest, to be quite honest with you. The mayor of Calgary just the other day, today, I think, issued a statement saying, "I can't believe we have unvaccinated people among us." And I was thinking, you're nuts. You're crazy. This insanity that has gripped the brains of my countrymen is really weird. But you know what? It's got a shelf life. It's going to come to an end. There's only so many grains of sand in the hourglass, and they are running through. And if these people are guilty of crimes, well, if they don't pay for it in this life, they will in the next. Guaranteed. Next up, Tom Cochran and Red Ryder again. The Untouchable One on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday.
Makes me feel.
get it on good authority that tomorrow's Rock and Sock 'em Saturday on American Rock Radio with the Leprechaun is going to be a bluegrass edition. That's going to be cool. I can't wait to listen to that. Bluegrass is something that I can't listen to all the time, but once in a while I really like it. I think you all know what I'm talking about. And it's also, you know, great if you have just robbed a bank and you're getting chased. It's chase music, right? Johnny Law's coming to get you, and you've got money flying out of the windows of your car, laughing, smoking a cigar with a chimpanzee in a cowboy suit. Very interesting. Facebook started this. Well, they're now called Meta, right? The Metaverse. The Metaverse. Well, Metaverse has a groping problem. Did somebody let Justin Trudeau into the Metaverse? Women are getting groped here. Did he have blackface? Huh? A woman was sexually harassed on Meta's VR or virtual reality social media platform. She's not the first and won't be the last. Last week, Meta, the umbrella company formerly known as Facebook, opened up access to its virtual reality social media platform, Horizon Worlds. Horizon Worlds that don't actually exist and nothing really happens there. Horizon World. Early descriptions of the platform make it seem fun and wholesome. Yes, bunch of Sunday school teachers. Drawing comparisons to Minecraft, in Horizon Worlds, up to 20 avatars, which are not real things, can get together at a time to explore, hang out, and build within the virtual space. But not everything has been warm and fuzzy. Or maybe it was. Just saying. According to Meta, on November 26th, a beta tester reported something deeply, deeply troubling. She had been groped by a stranger virtually on Horizon World. On December 1st, Meta revealed that she'd posted her experience in the Horizon World's beta testing group on Facebook. Meta's internal review of the incident found that the beta tester should have used a tool called Safe Zone as part of a suite of safety features built into Horizon Worlds. That's what you get, dressing up like a little hussy, going walking around outside of your Safe Zone in Meta World. Safe Zone is a protective bubble users can activate when feeling threatened. How are you threatened in a virtual world where nothing's actually really happening? Maybe it's just me. Within it, no one can touch them, talk to them, or interact in any way until they signal that they would like the safe zone lifted. Well, I mean, you could just shut off the metaverse and lock yourself in your room, huh? I mean, if you don't feel safe in the virtual reality world where nothing is real and actually happening, I don't know what to say to you. Vivek Sharma, the vice president of Horizon, called the groping incident, and I quote, absolutely unfortunate. Like double plus unfortunate, okay? That's like second degree unfortunate. Telling The Verge, that's good feedback still for us because I want to make the blocking feature trivially easy and findable. Because people are stupid and weak and scared of getting groped virtually by the Prime Minister of Canada. It's not the first time a user has been groped in VR, nor, unfortunately, will it be the last. See, they just know that there's going to be a lot of groping going on in the metaverse. But the incident shows that until companies work out how to protect participants, the metaverse can never, ever, ever be a safe place. Be careful when you go into the metaverse. Now, if you're Tom Cochran, you got no regrets. You don't have to worry about it.
By the roadside, see my face. I'm checking out the back here. Will my race be my run?
Tom Cochran and Red Ryder on American App Radio's Rock Friday. And Red Hat Rider had a tune called Cowboys in Hong Kong off of the As Far As I Am LP, and it's about a bunch of Americans that went to Hong Kong and ended up being a bunch of mercenaries. It's a cool story. I mean, that's great song subject material, right? Cowboys in Hong Kong. And this is one of those great old songs that you don't hear getting a lot of air play after, you know, probably 1983. But this was on the As Far As I Am album. That was a fantastic album. You're going to be hearing more off of it today. Cowboys in Hong Kong on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Radio's Rock Friday, and like I said, last night I was, I had my YouTube music app on, and sometimes it just grabs stuff based on previous likes that you have. It played White Hot, and I started listening to it, and I went into the song list that it had built for Tom Cochran's music. And I was looking at it, and there's just hit after hit after hit, a really good song. And I'm a guy that I like things to be uplifting. I don't like listening to music about people, well, hoes getting smoked at the crack spot. I don't like listening to stuff that makes me angry. I don't like listening to stuff that is depressing. Maybe sometimes, I guess, but not really. And Tom Cochran fits the bill for that. That being said, moving right along through the curtain, Tom Cochran and Red Ryder off of the As Far As Siam album on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday.
I left my baby. Whoa, I'm sure gonna get her back someday.
Cochran and Red Ryder, Through the Curtain, from the As Far As I Am album. We're going to go to another one off of that in a bit, Lunatic Fringe. But before we do, we're going to head over to the Tom Cochran Red Ryder EP. And we're going to hit a little song here called Ocean Blue. And this was a really good one when they did it live. They had a church window come down behind him, and the lights did like lightning in the sky, like it was raining and crashing. And it's kind of a haunting song. I like it, and I think it's appropriate for the song list that we put together today. Ocean Blue, Tom Cochran and Red Ryder on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Turn it up and enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. Well, since I mentioned Lunatic Fringe by Tom Cochran and Red Ryder, it has occurred to me that I live amongst the Lunatic Fringe. That's right, they've taken over. Listen to this. Group pushes for gender equity in vehicle crash testing. That's right. The advocate group is urging Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, does he even know how to pronounce his own last name? To require more diversity in the use of crash test dummies. That's right. Effigies of women should fly through windshields. They're just as good as men. Car crash test dummies may help demonstrate how well vehicles withstand hazards, but safety advocates argue current models aren't doing enough to protect typical American drivers. The group Verity Now, Vehicle Equity Rules and Transportation, yeah, that's where we are, is urging the Biden administration to bring equity and equality to the government's five-star safety rating program. The advocate group, which is co-chaired by a former GOP member of Congress, is urging Transportation Secretary Buttigieg to require more diversity in the use of crash test dummies. I think he should be one. In a letter sent to the secretary this week, the group argued it's a matter of life and death if our crash test dummies don't have tits. People are going to die. Government standards for vehicle crash testing are outdated and unequal, causing thousands of women to be needlessly killed and injured every year, said former Congresswoman Susan Molinari, co-chair of Verity Now. In an interview with Fox on Wednesday, Molinari insisted the public was likely unaware how many government tests rely on a male-shaped dummy. First developed in the 1970s, Verity Now's letter was co-signed by a large group of notable Washington insiders, including former Senators Olympia Snowe, Republican, and Heidi Heitkamp, Democrat, North Dakota. Read the letter to Secretary Buttigieg. Women are specifically more prone to whiplash in a car crash and causing them. I just made that up. Relative to males of the same age, females in deadly crashes were 9.4% more likely to die as a result of neck injury, according to the letter sent by Verity. Now, I see we make it illegal for women to drive. How about that? It'll save lives, people. The group argues that if the Biden administration is truly committed to diversity and equity, it would order the government to require all crash tests involve a variety of dummy shapes and sizes. Like Congress. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration insists it is using a variety of dummies and idiots on many of its tests. Safety is central to the NHTSA's mission, and we are committed to improving safety for all road users, even women. NHTSA does use a female crash test dummy in our compliance frontal testing program, said a spokesman for the NHTSA. Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did they just admit that there's two genders? Is that what's going on here? Huh? Women crash test dummies can come in all sizes. Huh? How about just saying people crash test dummies, huh? Ugh. They need me to correct them on everything. Like I said, the Lunatic Fringe has taken over. I say if you can't beat them, join them. Lunatic Fringe, Tom Cochran, Red Ryder on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. more. Got time for one more before the network break on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Boy Inside the Man, Tom Cochran.
We had passion, we had dreams about the love we were fighting for. There's something holy, there's something more. When I turned 21, we were outside on the run. When I walked out, she'd understand, understand, understand. The boy inside the man. The boy inside the man. When I turned 25, we were hungry, we had dry. And then I turned much older then.
And Red Rider, the boy inside the man. We're looking at running out of time in hour one of American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. If you're listening to the replay from AmericanRockRadio.com, make sure you go scrolling around and look at some of the great deals on things that we have at the website. It's like I'm telling you, there's fantastic stuff there. Some of the best supplements in the world keep you from dying from the Fagatron variant, and you won't get AIDS. Or blood sugar disorders. Keep those herpes down, if that's your problem. Back with Hour 2 of American Hawk Radio after this.
This is the seditious, rabble-rousing, liberty-loving, home of fun, entertaining, and compelling talk. Mojo 5-0.